And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And coming up tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Riverview Theater in Shreveport, the 11th annual Yazzie Youth Celebration Jazz Concert with special guest Pamela Williams, known as the Jazz Saxtress, and Michael Ward, a jazz violinist extraordinaire from New Orleans. And joining me this morning are Gloria Gibson, the executive director, and Michael Ward and Pamela Williams. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
So let's get into what the program is, the Theater of the Performing Arts series, and what this particular program is. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, this is just one of the projects that we sponsor for the community. We've been here since 1975. I think we should be celebrating our 38th anniversary here in Shreveport. Mm-hmm. So it's a youth-orientated program for young people. Mm-hmm. That we came up with. We had the vision to do it 11 years ago. And the twist to it is to bring in professional artists to work with these young people. They have to audition for us, whether or not it's in dance, music, visual arts, or voice. And for the music, the instrumental music part of it, we try to bring in professional artists to play along with the kids and to inspire them and for the young people to see how professional artists act, how they present themselves, how they feel about their music, their instrument. So it's really a very beautiful program. This is our 11th year. I had no idea it would last this long. When we came up with the vision in 2001, we began to work on it. And from there, we did our first concert in 2003, and we brought in Mr. Alvin Baktis, a legendary jazz musician mm-hmm. from New Orleans, and I had met Alvin years before that at a conference, and so we became good friends, and then I called and asked him would he come up and work with the kids and work with us, and he was our first artist in 2003, and so here we are now in 2011 with Pamela Williams and Mike Ward, so we're happy about that.
All right.
Yes, sir.
And now this is geared towards young people. So what's the earliest age somebody could actually get involved?
They can
this?
Audition for us at 7 years old.
Okay.
We look for certain things. We look for how mature they are at seven, how they present themselves. And we also have, we look for the cooperation of the parents. The parents must be able to work with us and work with the children. That's mm-hmm. how we get this thing you know, together. It's the parents' cooperation. And so the kids come from all over Caddo Parish. We have children that work with us that some kids have nothing when they come into the program. Some parents can afford to buy them anything they want, but you'll never know it when they come to the Yazzie program because everybody is the same. What they have in common is because I like music, you like music, and that's what it's all about.
And they can, I mean, this is not like a year-long thing that they do. If they want to stay for quite
they
a few
to
years.
If they want to stay from 7 to 21, they're fine. Okay. We have kids who graduated from high school and college who have come back in the summer, and we give them jobs, apprentice position to work with us.
And for this celebration, this is a showcase of their
this
talent.
This is a showcase of the talent. We have new talent, and we feel that they're pretty good. In a couple of years, they should be great. So,
and part of that is the mentoring of the
mentoring
the guest artists
and the training and the training. So Mr. Ward and Miss Williams will just, you know, mentor them for the next couple of days, talk to them, and they'll get a chance to see them. We have rehearsal tonight at Green Oaks High mm-hmm. School at 6 o'clock. And tomorrow we will be at the Riverview Theater for rehearsal. Okay. So they have a couple of days to be with them and just see what they're all about.
Okay. And Michael, you've come in from New Orleans and you're mm-hmm. working with a wide variety of the students. Is it just in the violin or are you working with them in other areas of music and performance and production?
Well, I've been working with the program for several years.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I forgot how many years. Seven, eight, nine.
7 or 8 years. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started coming, I was primarily working with the strings, string students.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and Dorsey Summerfield, who is a
project coordinator.
Project coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
He, we decided, let's work together with all of the kids in one room, opposed to me working separately with the strings, because it's important for the kids to understand the difference between playing just strings or playing just a horn instrument. Right. When they work together, you have to think more. You know, your phrasing is different.
Mm-hmm.
And so it enhances the kids a lot more now. So we've been doing it together for the last few years, and it's really worked out really well. I think the students are learning more. And then when we have great artists like Pam that come in on the horn side, it really enhances. So we're both doing our thing to get these kids on, to get them to understand what a professional musician is. You know, the only thing we can't teach them is how hard it is to travel.
Right. That you've got to learn on your own. So do you find getting them all together that it actually, you know, because if you're learning to play in isolation, you don't necessarily know what it is to communicate musically with a whole bunch of other musicians.
The difference with the strings, though, most of the string players, they only play classical music, Louisiana, you know, we have the Cajun music,
mm-hmm.
but they rarely get a chance to deal with jazz and other types of pop music.
Right.
And so when you're playing with horn players, you hear a different type of phrasing that you would play the violin if you was playing classical music.
Right.
You're going to phrase it differently when you hear a horn player phrase it or a trombone
right.
player.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so important with strings. Horn players get a lot more opportunity to play different styles of music. But jazz string players, and me being a jazz violinist,
right.
you know, I had studied under Alvin Batiste
mm-hmm.
at Southern University, and he was the first person to get me to understand that playing violin, listen to horn players. So all my career, I don't listen to other violinists. I listen to other horn players.
Not even Stephan Grappelli?
Oh, I love Stephan Grappelli. I mean, there's some great violinists out there. Yeah, Karen yeah. Briggs, you know, Regina Carter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's been phenomenal.
You know,
yeah.
And, I mean, there's some great violinists out there. And I do sneak around and listen to them every now and then.
But I was curious from your bio, you were gonna switch to guitar, but then you heard Jean-Luc Ponty.
Jean-Luc Ponty and Noel Pointer were my heroes.
Oh, wow.
Mr.
Yeah.
Batiste actually told me I wasn't going to be a guitar player.
Okay.
And I kind of knew that.
All right.
But, yeah, Jean-Luc Ponty and Noel Pointer and John Blake. Let's not forget him.
Yeah.
And Stephan Grappelli. You know, so here I am.
And Pamela is joining you on stage, and you are a saxophone dynamist. So tell us a little bit about what you're bringing to the program with these kids.
Well, I want to make them realize how important jazz is, especially with the youth. And me being a female, a lot of young ladies
mm-hmm.
are aspiring to play other instruments that they haven't been normally playing in school. Like
right.
Most of the time you'll see young ladies playing piano or flute. And I want to let them know that you can branch out to other instruments, such as a saxophone or trumpets or those non-traditional female
right.
instruments. And to just let them know how important jazz should still be in our communities.
And the program itself, for folks who are going to come out and see the concert, what are they going to be exposed to? Is this a broad range of performing arts things?
Oh, yes. When you're talking about jazz, we incorporate, of course, soloists. These are young soloists, but they're going to attempt to do some Billie Holiday,
mm-hmm.
some
mm-hmm.
Natalie Cole.
And Roberta Flack.
And Roberta yeah. Flack. We have some very good teachers, Julie Lester and Natasha Davis. She works with the soloists, and Ms. Lester works with the ensemble group okay. of young people. Then we have dancers, and then we have actors who are talking about women in jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a collaboration, a correlation of a lot of different other disciplines
Sounds
besides
like
just musical.
Very exciting show. Do you have any pieces of music that people might cue in on? That
we're going to do a
variety.
Very
okay.
wide variety of music.
Things.
So we're
right.
not doing just jazz.
Right.
Because,
contemporary
of course,
thing.
We had many women mm-hmm. who weren't just jazz artists.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we do have some Billie Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But just like I said, we got yeah. some Roberta Flack.
Yeah.
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 So we're doing a variety of music that women made popular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, for the first time in this program, I feel out of place because I'm the only man. Yeah. But it's a great program.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be a great show. And the kids are working real hard. They're
right,
really
yeah.
practicing. Mm-hmm. and they on time to rehearsal,
right.
And they're ready to go.
Yeah, so they play with us.
Yeah.
I'm going to do two songs. They're going to do two of my songs.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'll get a chance. They'll get a chance to play with a professional musician,
right.
And that's going to be exciting.
I've been one of the pieces that I told Mr. Doyce and Mr. Summerfield to see if he could arrange for us. And we just threw this in. It's not really a jazz piece. It's by Jennifer Hudson. I Love You, I Do.
Oh.
So, it's kind of cute.
And will Dorsey be performing anything as well? Is he going to play? Or is
mostly
he
be conducting.
He's going to be conducting.
Conducting okay. as well.
Between me and him, we'll you both are, be conducting.
Right, right.
And he's gonna play some.
Yeah.
You know, we're all going to play.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Hard to keep a musician on stage play. Without playing.
Yeah.
So Dorsey will be playing. And then we got some great musicians also that's going to be joining us and helping us with
right,
the rhythm
absolutely.
Section.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
It's a big help for everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody's coming in, and you know it's all about the kids.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what it's about.
So how can folks find out about tickets and all
tickets,
of that information?
Beginning Friday morning, our box office will be at the Riverview Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're selling tickets from our office on Lakeshore Drive, and most people know where the office is located on Lakeshore Drive.
Do you have a website that they
we
can
have
get
a
tickets?
Website is what I think is www.tpaarts.org.
Okay.
Yes,
and
sir.
A phone number that they could call?
525 area code 318 525-0740. Yes, sir.
And anything else you'd like to share to entice people to come on out?
Well, we just want to thank you, Mr. Beckett, and you always work with the community. We listen to your show all the time and listen to your jazz program in the evenings, particularly on Thursday evenings. Mm-hmm. So we just want to thank you and for inviting us here.
And thank you.
We love public radio.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. That's the 11th annual Yazzie Youth Celebration Jazz Concert. It's going to be taking place tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Riverview Theater in Shreveport with special guests Pamela Williams, known as the Jazz Saxtress, and Michael Ward, jazz violinist extraordinaire from New Orleans. And again, you can get more information at the Theater of the Performing Arts. Their number is 525-0740. I want to thank you all for
thank
coming
you.
In this
morning.
Thanks
You're
for having us.
Thanks for having us.
This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett. Thanks for listening.